And that brings us to unpacking time. In What is the System, we made a case that it is imperative for power to herd those earth-given instincts, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. in human beings, that we long to be free, that we long to be powerful. Mm-hmm. It has accepted Plato's guidance on not fighting those tendencies that could threaten you, speaking to rulers, mm-hmm. But rather use them, mm-hmm. direct them, herd them. That's the point, herding us. Mm-hmm. Every state has its own version of an ideology that sanctions and recognizes or legitimates rule. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's democracy. In the case of the United States, democracy is a concept used to herd our need to be free. What I've come to believe is that time, far from it being a legitimate concept when applied to human beings, is also a propaganda prop that is used to herd our need to be powerful. And when you think about the images of what it means to be powerful that we're given from the media, mm-hmm. What we see is this image of people talking furiously, thinking fast, moving fast. The pace is fast, right? Mm-hmm. We're not given an image of sitting in the forest, trickling brook, you know, flies buzzing around, birds, you know. That is not associated with power. That's associated with leisure, maybe, or laziness, or very rarely is that held up as where we want to go in developing our thought. But when we take a closer look at this concept mm-hmm. of time, what we realize is all it is legitimization of racing madly in competition with your brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. And if we are talking about what gets in the way of us wanting an alternative to this class rush-based system, that is almost the number one thing. I mean, it's very closely related to hierarchy, obviously. As we said, hierarchy is in fact a race, a competition for your share of scarce resources, because defeat is overlapping at our feet if we stop for even a moment. That's why folks have a hard time even hearing what I'm trying to say, and I've accused of being rude, because even stopping someone for a moment is viewed in their minds as a theft of their time. And what does that mean, really? It means a theft of their lives. If the majority of our awake time is under the leash or the harness, if you're so-called lucky to have a job, you're following orders, because the master's voice is embedded everywhere, in the voice of government and even each other, right? It is, in fact, as much as or more, I think, a key underpinning of the myth of scarcity as the nuclear family, in which Revealing Division, I argue that the nuclear family form is a structural reinforcement of the myth of scarcity, because in it, the parent has very little time for the child. So the child learns that the parent attention, love is scarce. And so the whole notion of scarcity mm-hmm. seems to make sense, right? Mm-hmm. So all of these myths must seem to make sense in our bodies for power to exist. And so time is a key myth.